This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open for you right now. We'd love to hear your retirement-related question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. The telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air this morning. Again, the telephone number, 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial. Also, a great place to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice snapshot of each week's conversation, link back to the most recent podcast, as well as a snapshot of what's been going on in the market. So again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And joining us this morning from Klaus Financial are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Morning, guys. How we doing?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Just staying cool indoors. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it goes from chilly to oppressive heat.
Yes, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, you gotta love spring in the Midwest. But we'll definitely take this over the freezing temps in the coming months. And we've got a really good conversation ahead involving kind of setting your sights on your retirement plan and really aiming for that bullseye. And we'll talk a lot about that. Some really good examples and some really good points to keep in mind and steps to be taking when it comes to retirement planning. As mentioned, the phone lines are open to get you on the air. A couple of things also to talk about with the folks from Klaus Financial this week, each and every week. Klaus Quiz Question a Week. We'll do one again later in the program today, this week, as we do each and every week. And no exception as well this week, a fantastic prize from folks at Klaus Financial. Chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question a Week and get the question as well as the answer.
Yes. So last week we discussed about people putting money away into their retirement plans, kind of a theme on this show, and the amounts that people have been funneling into target funds in their retirement plans. So we had a listener last week who listened carefully and had the correct answer to our question. So congratulations to them. As of April of 2021, the question was, how much have investors in the United States put away into those target funds into their retirement plans? And multiple choice, as always, $2.5 billion, or was it $2.5 trillion? So our winner, congratulations, correctly answered $2.5 trillion. That's why we have to enunciate on this show so you know the answers. So congratulations to them. Listen carefully for your chance to win today.
A really good opportunity a little bit later on in the program. Again, if you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And today's topic is going to be about kind of hitting that bullseye for your retirement plan. And, you know, I think as you're looking through this and going to be suggesting how much we need to be putting away into our retirement accounts today as we plan for the future, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we love talking about strategies on how to make sure that you're saving enough or that you're on the right path to achieve your goals. So hence the idea of, you know, how to visualize the bullseye and systematically kind of work towards your retirement goals. Now, being that many of our listeners are either approaching the age of 50 or maybe over the age of 50, for some of you, retirement used to be this kind of far off idea, and now it's suddenly sneaking up on you. And I'm saying this because this is what we hear quite often. As a matter of fact, I have children who I feel like it was just yesterday when my daughter is born and she's 14, right? And so life has this way of kind of sneaking up on us. And the same is true with retirement. So often people ask themselves, have I done or am I doing enough to kind of be where I want to be financially, mentally, emotionally when I get to retirement? Now, the question many of us struggle with is, how much will you really need in retirement and investment accounts when you go retire? And I will warn you, we're going to give you some rules of thumb today, but just remember, rules of thumb are just that. They're rules of thumb. And often you do not want to rely on that when it comes to planning for your own retirement. So here's a rule of thumb. We would generally say that most people will need somewhere between 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income in retirement. However, that may not be true for you. A simple example of this would be if you pay off your mortgage right before you retire, you might need only 50 to 60% of your income. Or if you have a child that suddenly leaves the house right before you retire. There's many reasons why your situation could be different, but as a target, we use that 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. So here's an example for you to think of, you know, in your own situation. If your household income was $100,000 after taxes, then you should be looking at, in my rule of thumb example, about $70,000 to $80,000 of income after taxes in retirement. Some of that income will likely come from Social Security, perhaps a pension, perhaps spousal part-time income, perhaps even rental income. And then, of course, the rest of your income need would come from your portfolio. Now, often we will run into people who've been fortunate or blessed or worked their butts off to have an incredible pension. Here in Dane County, often people have the Employee Trust Funds, WRS, which is just Wisconsin Retirement System's pension. In some circumstances, between their Social Security and their pension, in my example of needing about $80,000 to live off of, they might have all of their income covered by Social Security and pension. And so think about that. That individual may need very little in their investment portfolio to meet their retirement income goals. Conversely, if you're a private employee who does not have that pension, you might need literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars just to have the same amount of income to live comfortably. So you see, the point is here that you need to actually sit down and add up what your income sources are so that you know how much you need to have saved outside of pension, Social Security for income reasons. Good. Now, oh, go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say very good stuff. And I was going to say we're going to break down some of the steps people can take, aren't we?
We are, exactly. Yeah. So action step number one, Malia is going to go through a number of them, but I'll start with number one would be make sure you are shoring up your retirement savings account. So if you have a 401k or 403b, a question you should be asking yourself is, are you maximizing the deferment you can put into that account every year? Some people go, no, I don't do that because there's no matching contribution. And we say, well, that's fine, but it's your retirement, not your employer's retirement. So whether they match or not, you should be saving for retirement. So in 2021, are you taking advantage of the ability to save up to $19,500? And if you're over the age of 50, are you adding that catch-up contribution of another $6,500, which puts you at a total of $26,000 you can put into your 401k or 403b if you're over the age of 50? Another question is, are you putting money away into an IRA? Maybe you don't have access to a 401k. Well, then you have more than likely access to an IRA, and you could be putting up to $6,000 a year into an IRA or an additional $1,000 for a total of $7,000 a year if you're over the age of 50. Are you adding money for a spouse? Sometimes people say, my spouse doesn't work. That's okay. You can actually do what's called a spousal IRA contribution potentially. And then, of course, final question, are you considering Roth 401k or Roth IRA contributions, depending upon your eligibility for that? So some things to consider, but action step number one would be slow down and think about those income sources. And then as you're getting closer to retirement, you're over the age of 50, really start socking money away into those retirement plans.
Really important stuff to consider this morning. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. And if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Don joins us. Don, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, CJ and Malia.
Good morning.
I have a previous employer who has offered me a lump sum pension, or I can wait for another like 5 years and start taking the monthly payment. What's your feeling on that?
Oh, great question, Don. We run into this quite often. So just to kind of tee this up for everybody, Don. So employers will sometimes offer two options when you get to retirement or even before retirement. They'll say, hey, you can take your money and leave, which is known as a lump sum, which becomes then you're no longer a liability on their balance sheet. Or they can pay you a monthly income stream for the rest of your life with maybe many different claiming options. It could be 100%, it could be just you or spousal benefits, whatever it might be. Well, some people think errantly. They go, oh, the company's trying to take advantage of me by paying me off for less than the dollar amount is worth. And truth be told, that's actually not the case. They do what's called a present value calculation of your average mortality, typically is how they end up doing that. It's really a question of what matters to you, what other income sources you have, and whether or not you think you are disciplined enough to generate your own income stream and take on the risk of the markets. So there's something brilliantly simple about like, oh, I just get a check from my old employer, and you can't outspend that check, can you? Whereas if you take a lump sum and roll it over into an IRA, you have to take on the risk of asset allocation and markets and generating your own income stream. And furthermore, there's nothing stopping you from just spending the whole thing in 2 years. So there are pros and cons to this. Absolutely. It can be. It can be. But there's no, it's a really good point, actually. There's no right or wrong on this. What I'd say is you'd have to sit down with a professional or even on your own to determine what, you know, what matters to you. But great, okay. Great question, Don.
Really good.
Thank you very much.
Really good call. Really good question this morning. I would say, you say there's no right or wrong. I would say the wrong thing is just doing something without thinking about. I know we've done really good shows about the consideration.
You've been listening. Yeah. I'm so happy.
I know we've
trained one person.
Yeah, so we've done some just fantastic shows about all the options to weigh when it comes to taking a pension and how you're going to structure it going forward. And those are fantastic podcasts, just crammed full of great information. And they're up at klaasfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. Of course, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I mentioned the website, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll take more of your calls and we'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia talking about hitting that bullseye and, of course, some of the steps you need to be taking when it comes to taking action for your retirement savings. We'll get more details from CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number here at the station to get on the air with Malia and CJ is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, their office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial appointment with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talking this week about retirement planning and talking about some of the steps you need to be taking as you're nearing retirement as well. And let's talk about bank savings, checking accounts, CDs, and those cash accounts. Where do we need to be with that type of thing? And what's some of the guidance as we plan for retirement in those areas?
Yeah, we get this question quite a bit. So, you know, and CJ and I will both tell you, at the end of the day, we want you to have many, many little pots of money, okay? So whether it's your retirement accounts that are tax deferred or perhaps Roth accounts, but actually having some in cash is a good thing as well in your local savings and checking account and maybe money markets and so forth. But what we want to make sure of is that you always, of course, have a savings or emergency fund on hand, and that's really important at all points of your life, especially as you enter into retirement and you don't have that normal cash flow coming in. But we also would say you need to be careful about keeping too much sitting in those cash instruments. So we all understand, I mean, we should understand, I know it's been a long time before we've experienced inflation, we're starting to see some of it now, but if we assume inflation generally runs in the 3% range, range on average over time. And if you have too much money sitting in those savings or cash accounts that are most likely earning way less than 1%, that we're not even keeping up with your purchasing power on that amount of cash. And so what I see people do is they kind of like store their little nuts like a squirrel into their savings accounts. And those little accounts keep on rising and rising. And yet, again, they're not keeping up with the potential purchasing power necessary in the future for their retirement. And people just, they feel like it's tangible. They can see it rise every month. But honestly, it's rising incrementally to the point it's almost invisible. So we want people to just listen carefully and be careful about just hoarding away cash that can't provide for the long retirement that you're likely to move towards. But don't mishear me. Money is money, and we want you to continue to accumulate it in different areas.
What about debt? How should we be viewing debt when we plan for retirement, and what effect can debt have on things like savings and retirement plans?
Yeah, so if you've listened to more than one of our shows, you've probably gathered from all of us that debt is probably not our friend. And we like to hit this really hard, because at the end of the day, for our clients moving towards retirement, they finally get it, that having less debt on your books is really the best way to enjoy their future retirement. So we understand that this can be a challenge, because most of our clients who are in their late 40s and 50s, they're either helping, perhaps children with college, or they're possibly updating their homes right now. They might even want to take a vacation this year. That would be wonderful. Or also they're having, unfortunately, to deal with medical bills, or maybe someone in the household has lost their job. So a lot of things happen as we're trying to plan for putting more and more money away. And so we just want to remind people the danger, though, of carrying that debt. So according to the Federal Reserve, baby boomers, again, people born between 1946 and 1964, they're carrying ballooning amounts of debt into retirement. So they looked at the period 1999 to 2019. And so what they found is that those people in their 60s have debt levels that have risen by 471%. Okay, that's huge. And then total debt burden for people over 70 has gone up by over 500%. So just astronomical numbers. So what they're finding is people between 56 and 74 years of age are carrying almost $100,000 of debt. And if they're over 75, almost $40,000. So how does this transmit into, reality? Well, if you're carrying debt, you probably have some fixed expenses every single month, and that really can interfere with your daily living and how much you're pulling out of your retirement accounts. So this is just action step number two. CJ told you first one, shore up retirement savings account. Action step two is eliminate, or at least bring down your debt levels as soon as feasibly possible. Look at your credit card debt. We'd suggest that you look at how much that interest rate is charging you every month. And what we find for most people is they say, oh, it's 0%. I'm not worried about it. Well, believe me, it turns into ridiculous double-digit rates within 6 months normally. So watch that carefully. Look at annualcreditreport.com or creditkarma.com to make sure you know who's looking at your credit, and if there's any other accounts being opened up in your name that you're not aware of. So again, we talk a lot about identity theft on this show. You need to watch out for yourself. And action step three is track your spending. So again, we want you to actually, believe it or not, if you've never done one, do one. Is a little budget, a little budgeting exercise. And a budget's not a bad word. It just means we know where the inflows and outflows are going every month. And there's so many great apps out there available for you right now. There's Pocket Guard, Mint, Good Budget.
There are, so you mentioned some of those great tools as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about some of those great options and great tools for you to work on the budget. We'll also talk a little bit about the big old M word, the mortgage. Should you have a mortgage in retirement? Should you pay it off beforehand? We will do that as we continue our conversation with our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. In the meantime, check out the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. And their telephone number number 442-5637. And we'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we continue our conversation about some of those action steps, we left off on number three. Kind of moving on from that, mortgage comes in this next area. What about paying off your mortgage before retirement? Is that a good idea? Is that advised?
Yeah, as Malia mentioned, we're really big on, we call ourselves kind of your grandma's financial planning firm. And what we mean by that is that we stick to pretty basic principles of finance. Granted, we're very well versed. We understand all the math behind different people's opinions about things. But what we would say to you is we have found that behaviorally, people are best off if they just focus on becoming debt-free as they enter retirement. Now, we're not telling you this to make people feel guilty. Malia has reminded me occasionally that I live in utopia, and there is no such thing as utopia. And therefore, I do have to deal with the reality that sometimes people just can't. They can't get there. They can't be debt-free. Or maybe they just made some bad choices along the way. But in general, back to the idea of reducing debt, with the average mortgage debt in the U.S. for baby boomers currently sitting at $175,000, this is the biggest fixed expense for most people. And therefore, action step number four would be that we suggest you plan to pay off your mortgage. Consider refinancing it if it's necessary so that you can have it paid off by the time you retire. Now, often people will make this comment to Malia and I back to the math. They'll say, but CJ, my interest rate is only 2.5% and my investments are earning whatever, 8% a year. And I go, oh, if life was only a series of math equations. I said, because if it's that simple, I'm going to use a Dave Ramsey-ism here. If it was that simple, then every retiree that has their mortgage paid off should go back and remortgage themselves and put that money in the stock market. And by the way, when I say it that way, all of our listeners go, ooh, no, don't do that. Well, wait a minute. If you're not paying off your mortgage because your investments are getting a higher rate of return, it is the equivalent of remortgaging yourself. Now, what's the key here? That when I talk about it in the reverse meaning I'm going to take debt back on to invest in the stock market, what people's brains calculate is the risk of debt. That's what you need to remember, is that debt is a risk. Listen, last time I checked, nobody got kicked out of their home who owned it. People who get kicked out of their houses are those who don't own the homes. The bank owns it and they lose their job. So at the end of the day, when you're in retirement, you want to be cash rich and debt poor. You want to have your debt eliminated if possible. Many people who are listening to me don't know me. They don't know the experiences that we have. You'll just have to trust me at this point. But it is a really big principle that we just want to hammer down. Really do your best to try to be debt free by the time you get into retirement.
And then we'll talk a little bit about action step five, which is kind of the big picture stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So understand what your retirement savings goals are and how many years left you have to achieve them. Then just focus on enhancing your retirement savings plan today by automating your savings. So again, back to us being kind of your grandma's financial planner, we would say we believe finance is more about behaviors than it is about math. Let me repeat that. We as an organization believe finance is more about behaviors than about math. And therefore, the one thing that we do to help our clients is we automate everything, right? Before you ever spend a dollar, you save into your 401k plan. Before you ever spend a dollar, you're aggressively paying off your debt. So behaviorally, you get yourself into these like automatic or auto contributions. And suddenly, before you know it, 10 years goes by and you're all the better for it. So really focus on some of these action steps and it'll help you.
And start saving as soon as you can. Earlier the better, as we've learned in doing the show over the years. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. At 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2021, if you're over 50 years old, what is the maximum you can contribute into your 401k or 403b plan at work? Is it $19,500 or is it $26,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget as well that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Got a couple of Clarks in studio. We'll be joined by them next. And you may be surprised. One name will be familiar. One may not be familiar to you. We'll talk with our friends from Making Dreams Realty next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, 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 money.